This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that India's fight against terrorism is not just a matter of security, it has now become a part of the national defense doctrine. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh stated this while addressing the air warriors at the Bhuj Air Force Station in Gujarat. He asserted that the current ceasefire means that India has kept Pakistan on probation on the basis of its behavior. He added that if the behavior improves, it is fine, but if there is any disturbance, harshest punishment will be given. Defense Minister made it clear that Operation Sindoor is not yet over, saying eliminating of terrorism is the new normal of New India.
अब आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई केवल सुरक्षा का विषय नहीं बल्कि नेशनल डिफेंस डॉक्ट्रिन का यह हिस्सा बन चुकी है हम आपके साथ मिलकर इस प्रॉक्सी और हाइब्रिड वॉरफेयर को जड़ से समाप्त करेंगे अब हमारा भारत पहले का भारत नहीं है प्रधानमंत्री के नेतृत्व का यह नया भारत का जन्म हो चुका है हम हमारे आराध्य श्री राम के उस मार्ग का अनुसरण करते हुए आगे बढ़ रहे हैं जिसमें वह आसुरी शक्तियों के विनाश का प्रण लेते हैं ठीक उसी प्रकार श्री राम के आदर्शों का पालन करते हुए हमने भी आतंकवाद को जड़ से समाप्त करने का संकल्प लिया है
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 58th Gyanpeeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Rambhadra Acharya at a function in New Delhi. Jagatguru Rambhadra Acharya and the renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023. These eminent personalities have been honoured with this award for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking on the occasion, the President congratulated Jagatguru Rambhadra Acharya and Gulzar for the Gyanpeeth Award. However, Gulzar could not attend the award ceremony as he is not well. President Murmu said that literature unites in a vacant society.
भारतीय ज्ञानपीठ इन दो शब्दों में भारत भूमि में विकसित ज्ञान तथा सृजन की परंपराओं की मूलभूत एकता व्यक्त होती है ये एकता पूरी भारत में व्याप्त भावनात्मक सांस्कृतिक और साहित्यिक एकता की अभिव्यक्ति है भारत की सभी भाषाओं के साहित्य में भारत की मिट्टी की महक होती है
United Nations report has ranked India the fastest growing major economy with 6.3% GDP growth in the current fiscal year. The mid-year update of the World Economic Situation and Prospects Projects, India's growth at 6.3% is the highest among large economies. This momentum is expected to continue in 2026 with growth estimated at 6.4%. In contrast, the global outlook remains subdued amid rising trade tensions, policy uncertainty and a decline in cross-border investments. The World Economic Situation and Prospects is a report produced by the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, known as UNDESA. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, yesterday carried out searches at 15 locations linked with the banned Babar Khalsa International, BKI terrorist group in Punjab and a case related to a grenade attack on a police station in Gurdaspur district last year. The agency in a statement said that the searches were carried out in Gurdaspur, Batala, Amritsar and Kapurthala districts of Punjab, which led to the seizure of various incriminating materials, including mobiles, digital devices and documents. It added that a key aide of Pakistan-based BKI terrorist Harvinder Singh has been found to be responsible for recently orchestrating numerous grenade attacks on various police stations and police posts in the states of Punjab and Haryana. The Railway Board has approved an important new rail line project between Kadi and Sagma worth over 165 crore rupees, strengthening rail infrastructure in Madhya Pradesh. The proposed code rail line under the West Central Railway WCR zone will be 5.31 kilometers long. The bidirectional cord between Kadi and Sagma will connect the Lalitpur Singrauli new line to the existing Itarsi Manikpur line. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, announced India A squad for the upcoming tour of England starting 30th of this month. The men's selection committee has named Abhimanyu Ishwaran as captain and Dhruv Jurel as vice captain. Karun Nair also got a place in the squad. Moreover, Shubman Gill and Sai Sudarshan will join the squad ahead of the second match. The India A squad will play two first-class matches against the England Lions at Canterbury and Northampton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.